Michigan leaders are having an ongoing discussion about prison reform in the state. Among other things, they're trying to cut soaring spending on state prisons, which currently runs at about $2 billion yearly. To address the issue of recidivism, companies in Michigan recently launched the 32-2 initiative. They want 30 companies to pledge to hire 2 former inmates and track their progress for 2 years. This week, current state producer Katie Cook visited one of those companies, Cascade Engineering in Grand Rapids, to learn more. Katie, what happens at Cascade?
Well, they do large-scale plastic injection molding.
Okay.
In layman's terms, they make a lot of big stuff out of plastic, like trash cans, car parts, and pallets. But the reason I wanted to visit Cascade Engineering was to find out about the program you mentioned that they created to hire former inmates and help them build careers at the company. We're going to start with Joe's story.
Joe Gomez has been working at Cascade Engineering in Grand Rapids for about 3 years. He started off in a manual labor position before getting promoted to the lean department, and later he transferred to human resources. He's moved up quickly. But things were very different for him 9 years ago.
Around at age 23, I was involved in a car accident that unfortunately resulted in a death. And so that was in January of 2007. That was my second DUI, and therefore I was sentenced to 5 years in prison.
He served those 5 years and got out in 2012.
Once I got out, I was released in May of 2012 and worked a couple of less than ideal jobs, if you will. Was having a hard time trying to find a decent job that paid a decent wage. I was pretty frustrated, to say the least, at the time.
Joe's story is like the story of every person with a criminal record. Once you've committed a crime, that label stays with you, even after you've done the time.
What we found is that a lot of employers will not consider individuals with criminal backgrounds. So these individuals are denied an opportunity for employment.
That's Kenyatta Brahm. He's the executive vice president of Cascade Engineering.
We've got thousands of people coming back to Western Michigan every year. And if these individuals aren't able to have employment, they're not able to integrate back into society, and they're more likely to end up back in prison or jail.
12 to 13,000 prisoners are released every year in Michigan. Nationally, it's about 600,000. And statistics from the National Institute of Justice suggest that up to 75% of that national figure will still be unemployed a year later, and two-thirds will be rearrested within 3 years. For more than a decade, Cascade has been creating ways for former inmates to return to the workplace and not become part of those statistics. In 2012, they partnered with some other Michigan companies in an initiative known as 32-2.
32-2 is an effort from Western Michigan companies to try to get 30 companies to hire 2 individuals with criminal backgrounds and track them for 2 years. The goal is to prove to other employers that when you hire people with criminal backgrounds or returning citizens, that their impact on the organization is no different than the impact from hiring individuals that don't have criminal backgrounds.
They track things like starting wage, promotions, advancement, and seniority. So far, 19 companies are participating, and more than 100 employees are being tracked.
Previously, we sort of kept the program within our four walls, and we didn't talk to other employers. But over time, we realized that this is important work, and the larger the number of employers that actually use the program, the more successful we'll be in Western Michigan.
Why should an employer hire someone with a criminal background over, say, someone who doesn't have one?
And so we think about it in these terms. So Cascade Engineering is a triple bottom line company, and that means that when we think about our capitals, we think about people, profit, and planet. We understand that making money is important, but we believe that having a positive impact on the planet and people are equally important. And so with that in mind, we are an organization that tries to eliminate barriers to employment. A barrier to employment could be racism, it could be poverty, or it could be an individual with a criminal background.
What would you say to an employer who feels like it's too much of a risk to hire someone with any kind of criminal background?
You know what? That's a question that we get a lot, and particularly in our industry where we're in manufacturing. there aren't a lot of limits on employers from hiring individuals with criminal backgrounds. So a lot of people think that these rules and these laws that prevent you from doing this, that's not the case. And it's been our experience that individuals with backgrounds are no more likely to cause harm to the organization as the general population. And so with that in mind, we've been able to expand our program, and we've got a lot of success stories. We have more success stories than we do have failures, and that's why we continue to work with this population.
Then there's the cost to consider. Michigan spends about $2 billion a year on corrections. It costs us an average of $35,000 each year to keep someone in prison. Kenyatta Brame says, we can't afford to go on this way.
I think that, first of all, as a state, we spend millions of dollars on corrections. And if you think about it being an investment, you take an individual, you put them into a correctional facility, and that person comes back. And if that person ends right back in that correctional facility, it's a lose-lose for that individual, for their family, and for businesses in the sense that we're paying taxes, and also that individual that cannot be employed. We also understand that looking at our future, if we aren't able to begin to create and develop our leaders and our potential workforce by the year 2025, we won't be able to run our businesses. Right. And so why would we want to ignore a group of people that can help us be successful? We believe that if you give them the appropriate training and you provide a safe culture and you provide individuals opportunities, they can succeed. We also think that Western Michigan is in a battle for talent. And the bigger your talent pool, the more successful you will be. So if you take a population and eliminate these thousands of people that are coming back to our community every year, you might be missing some diamonds in the rough.
Like Joe Gomez, for example.
Yeah, Joe is one of the great ones, a great success story. He's one of those individuals that other companies denied him an opportunity, and we're sort of thankful for that in the sense that we got him. He has been able to have a positive impact on this organization. And if we had received his application and simply thrown it in the trash, we wouldn't have that opportunity to work with Joe Gomez.
Joe says he's grateful, not just for the job, but for the support.
I definitely appreciated the work and the culture that Cascade is about here. The training that they offer here is just immaculate. You know, I've never experienced something like that in any other company. And the support that comes behind that as well just kind of made it easy and comfortable for me to go through those avenues that were required for me to be successful.
I asked Joe what he would say to people in the position he was in when he was released from prison and couldn't find a job.
I would encourage those folks to not give up. You know, that was just one of the things that I kept telling myself when I kept running into those dead ends. You know, I kept telling myself that I gotta get a million no's to get a yes, you know, and it was just one of those things that happened that way. And it's frustrating. I get it. It's discouraging. You know, it's easy to lose hope and to give up and to go back into the lifestyle that caused them to be in the situation that they're at currently. But there is a way out, you know, and there are opportunities out there. And hopefully what Cascade Engineering is doing here will impact other companies, not only within the state, but just across the country to do the same and give those folks an opportunity. So
if Cascade or a place like Cascade hadn't hired you, what do you think you might be doing now?
That's a good question. And I honestly don't know. I don't know, and which is why I'm so thankful that I'm here, because I was getting to a point where I wasn't sure what my next move was going to be and how I was going to become successful again. You know, it was kind of losing hope there, you know, so there's no telling.
For Current State, I'm Katie Cook.